Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This is Jill Duffy with Community Comment. Recent curveballs have gotten me thinking about life and its unpredictabilities. Now, we all know that our daily lives have a rhythm of their own, and whether it's home, school, work, or pursuit of the day, many of us experience a tremendous amount of certainty. Sometimes we receive a gentle nudge from life, and we think to ourselves, all things considered, I have a pretty good life. That said, it's been one of those weeks. First, it was my husband's birthday. He knew we'd go to dinner, receive a gift or two, card and flowers, fairly predictable and low-key. What he didn't know was that my boy and I had arranged to have his daughters come up from the Bay Area. It was a rousing success. He had had no clue, and neither my boy, his girls, nor myself inadvertently gave anything away in the weeks prior. We walked to the table where his girls sat beaming, and my husband was absolutely and completely floored. Not a man prone to repeating himself, ever. He could only repeat for the next couple of days that this was his best birthday ever. In part, this birthday surprise had special significance because just a few days earlier, my husband's sister had passed away, and when this airs, I will be in Michigan attending her funeral. Two mornings later, I was awoken from a dream in which I heard gunfire. I laid still to listen, but I didn't hear anything more, so I just assumed that it was a vivid dream. After a fitful rest, I got up, and I saw sheriff's cars clustered in the driveway across the street. Two men had broken into the neighbor's house. Shots were exchanged, and the men disappeared. Our small neighborhood now has a quiet feel of discomfort and unease, as each of the neighbors think it could have been just as easily us. And then on Monday afternoon, the North Coast was reminded that we really do live in earthquake country. And then I and many others learned of the passing of Marvin Barlow, a local rancher and friend. My boy, like so many others, was taken under Beebe's wing, where he learned about ranching and livestock, equipment and fence repair, making salami and sausages, and hanging out to shoot the bull. Beebe's presence will be greatly missed by his family and friends. And then, late last week, my mom called to tell me that she had taken a little fall while working for the Eureka Senior Center. One of those simple little accidents that we all dread. She is temporarily laid up with a cracked knee, and the silver lining is that my sister from the Bay Area is able to come spend time with Mom while I'm out of town. Oh, there were great things this week, too. Visiting with old friends from out of state and attending the operating engineer's wonderful crab feed dinner. But these other little curveballs and their fallouts serve to remind me to be glad of life because it gives us a chance to love, work, play, and to look up to the stars. This has been Jill Duffy with Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.